Have you found anything?
Shh. Oh, sorry.
There's not a lot of information on Key Milagro. See, it says here, in the 1700s, slave traders stopped there. There was a garrison where they'd keep the slaves and then auction them to plantation owners on other islands.
Slave traders?
Do you think Mojo may have felt that?
He saw colors in the fog. I don't see how there is a connection.
Yeah, but you said he felt pain.
I don't remember saying that.
Okay, maybe I'm confusing it with Claudine.
The two of them felt something very strongly. Claudine became ill, and Mojo became a little frightened, I think.
I've been looking for articles in the newspapers, and it appears a change on Key Milagro was first mentioned about 2 years ago.
What was it?
Pretty much what you've already told me. People would go and visit and then stay.
But something strange is happening there. Did they say nothing about that?
Yeah, they did, but it's mainly snide comments, taking swipes at those who leave and don't return. It's essentially gossip.
That's all?
No, the gossip starts getting nasty and juicy. There are rumors about strange rites being performed about cults and sacrifices.
Human sacrifices?
All kinds. Human, animal, vegetable.
Vegetable sacrifices?
Okay, so I made that one up. But certainly devil worship. I mean, that tops the list.
And that is when Key Milagro became Key Diablo?
Apparently. And then the people here just erected a wall.
Where is this wall?
A mental wall between the two islands.
So it is heresy to speak of Key Milagro?
Well, there's a lot of pain associated with that island, because, as your friend told you, they have relatives and sweethearts that have gone there and then never came back.
Were they too frightened to go after them? To bring them back?
See, that I don't know. You should ask your friend. What was her name?
Amanda. Amanda Wolf.
She's gone. She left.
Who?
I told her everyone is happier there, and so she went.
Who are you talking about?
Amanda Wolf.
She left for Key Diablo?
Yesterday.
Look, you said she was bored. I don't think she'll be bored anymore.
Ah, Rose, did you find anything?
I did find something. It happened right around the time when things started to change on Key Milagro.
Here, take my seat.
Oh, thanks. I've been sitting in that library all day, with no air conditioning. Whew.
You said something happened.
Yeah, 3 years ago. A hurricane passed through, and the only island that was hit hard was Key Milagro.
It did not touch this island?
It did, but nothing like the damage that was done to Key Milagro. It flattened the town.
I don't understand. The town looks as though it has been there for a long time.
Yeah, it was rebuilt to appear that way.
Rebuilt?
Mm-hmm.
That must have cost a bundle.
You mean it is like a theme park?
No, but apparently it was rebuilt to attract tourists.
Everywhere they want to attract tourists. The whole world is becoming a tourist attraction.
They'll be dropping in from Mars.
Well, maybe they already have.
What was that?
Just a little joke.
Who financed rebuilding Key Milagro?
Couldn't trace down any one individual. The internet connection here is impossible. But the name of the company was Dreamland LTD.
Dreamland Limited.
Now, that's an interesting name for a company.
Where are they located?
Couldn't find it. The internet here is so slow, it's painful.
Yeah, I'm afraid that doesn't tell us what's happening on Key Milagro.
Jack and I are ready to return. Who else will come with us?
I want to go. I can't wait.
Count me in.
Rose?
Oh, definitely.
Well then, we'll sail tomorrow.
And will we stay there overnight, yes?
Yes, we will.
That's the time when things get hopping.
Well, let's all get some sleep. I doubt we'll get any tomorrow night. Claudine, are you sure you can handle this?
No, but I will.
We can do this without you.
You don't know who I am, do you?
Well, I am trying.
I'm not helping, am I?
I don't know anything about your past. Where you're from?
Montreal.
Yes, but which Montreal? There is another city within that city.
I am from the Montreal that you've seen.
Claudine, I've seen them both.
My past is not who I am now.
I'm not so sure about that.
What are you implying?
When I first saw you, in the old city, I could see right through you, as though you had just stepped in from the other side. And something similar happened on Key Milagro.
Jack, one of the reasons I found you attractive was because you have a sense of the mystical. You have experienced other realities. You also realize that your mind will never know the real truth. You once said to me, To know the real truth is to know the mind of God. And our minds are too small. Only your heart can get a glimpse of God. And that is when I fell in love with you.
Claudine, why do I have the feeling you're evading my question?
Which question?
Why are we here?
On this planet?
No, I'm asking, why are we here?
To help, if help is needed.
I think that you want to find out whether the monster, if there actually is one, came from the other side.
Good night.
So you'll never tell me why we're really here, will you?
Quand tu apprendras à parler en français, je te le dirai.
Did you just say, if I ever learn French, you'll tell me?
Mm-hmm.
That may take years.
Good night.
And back we go, yo-ho, yo-ho.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a fine day.
Oh, God. All right. It is great to get away from there.
Why do you say that?
Well, when word got out that we were going back to Key Diablo, they all stopped talking to us.
Well, they felt betrayed.
And speaking of feeling betrayed, who told them we were going back?
I did.
Yeah, well, that figures.
What difference does it make? We're not returning to Key Makanda.
We're not?
Don't you know? If you go back to Key Diablo, you will never leave.
No return?
No refund.
Oh, is that it over there? Is that Key Milagro?
That's it.
It's a lovely island.
Oh, yeah, but then when night comes and the fog rolls in...
The monster comes out to play.
Tropical hot dog night.
What is that?
Like two flamingos in a food fight.
Every color of day whirling around at night.
I'm playing this music so the young girls will come out and
meet the monster tonight.
Oh, tell me what that is.
It's a song by Captain Beefheart.
Everything's wrong at the same time it's right.
Tropical hot dog night.
Like two flamingos in a fruit fight?